Good evening, my lovely listeners. It is 8 p.m. and you're listening to The Pantheon on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Madeline, and welcome to this week's episode. As I'm sure you've noted, we're just a few sleeps away from one of the most polarizing celebrations, Valentine's Day. While I have my own hang-ups about the whole capitalistic, buy your partner stuff to prove your love situation that arises with this holiday, I don't necessarily think it deserves all of the hate it receives. If anything, I can appreciate a day designated to the celebration of love, as it is one of the main aspects of life that drives art, innovation, and of course, good music. I thought that this week would be the perfect time to share with you all some of my favorite love songs. And I've decided to start us off strong with what I think is a criminally underrated track by Canada's beloved Joni Mitchell, Lucky Girl. This track is from her 1985 studio album, Dog Eat Dog, that featured a new side of Mitchell's musical talents that had yet to be explored in her previously purely folk albums. Dog Eat Dog is both a tasteful and experimental exploration of synth that Mitchell does not get nearly enough credit for. At least in my opinion, it does its job of a love song perfectly, being straightforward enough that listeners can insert themselves into the story, but complex enough to have meaning. Here is Lucky Girl by Joni Mitchell.
I never loved a man I trusted. spotless I could throw my shoe.
Once again, that was Lucky Girl by Joni Mitchell. Up next is a stunningly strange love song by the one and only Kate Bush. L'Amour Looks Something Like You is off of her debut 1978 record, The Kick Inside. Kate Bush resides in a very small club of women, which Mary Shelley also belongs to, that I like to call women who make me feel very lazy and uninspired. Here's all the information you need to know about why I have this club. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein at 18, and Kate Bush released The Kick Inside at 19. That's really all you need to know. But all jealousy of Kate Bush's lyrical talent aside, this is a truly revolutionary song that I have treasured for many years, and I can still remember the first time I listened to it at 13 years old and immediately fell in love. Here is L'Amour Looks Something Like You by Kate Bush.
You came out of the night wearing a mosque white color. My eyes were shining on the wine and your aura. On and on, we move into the boudoir too soon.
L'Amour Looks Something Like You by Kate Bush. Up next is a new track by Iron and Wine called Roses. I love this song specifically for the fact that despite being released just a week ago, it feels like it could have been released in 2016 and played at a millennial boho chic wedding that served wine in mason jars. This may sound specific now, but I think you'll understand when I play it for you. Here is Roses.
Running to the wine you love forever, laughing to each other's empty mouth. We all fall through the window, babies having babies, everything crying out loud. About as long as lightning, in the dark. We all fall in the river, kissing our own body. Hope knows where to hammer on our heart. Hope knows where to hammer on our see.
That was Roses by Iron and Wine. Up next is Angel Eyes by the grandfather of Paramore lead singer Hayley Williams. Rusty Williams actually recorded his debut album featuring Angel Eyes in the 70s, and he's only released it now with the encouragement of his granddaughter. It's quite a heartwarming story and makes you wonder what artists who never released anything are massive stars in a different world. With that thought in mind, here is Angel Eyes by Rusty Williams.
Angel eyes, oh angel eyes.
was the newly released Angel Eyes by Rusty Williams. Up next is the positively gorgeous love song by Nina Simone, I Love My Baby. I was actually not familiar with this track until this past summer. I was playing my newly purchased record, The High Priestess of Soul by Simone, and cleaning my room when it came on. I was absolutely stopped in my tracks by its simple beauty. I hope you feel the same when you listen, and here is I Love My Baby. was Kisses on Ice by singer-songwriter Sidney Ross Mitchell. Up next is a quintessential love ballad by the Guess Who. Here is These Eyes.
So glad I met you. if you like folding, but as long as love is holding the hands of me and you, the waves can be raging, together we'll be aging, as long as I'm with you. At the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. Can be blowing, surely will be knowing, as long as I'm with you. At the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say. At the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad I met you. So glad I met you.
What you just heard was I'm So Glad by the Canadian band Royal Wood. Now, for the next one, we're getting very on the nose. Here is A Love Song by Anne Murray.
There's a wren in a willow wood, flies so high and sings so good, and he brings to you what he sings to you. Like my brother the wren and I, well, he told me if I try I could fly for you, and I want to try for you, 'cause I want to sing you a love song. I wanna rock you in my arms all night long. I wanna get to know you. I wanna show you the peaceful feeling of my home. Summer thunder on moon bright days, northern lights and skies ablaze, and I bring to you love when I sing to you. Silver wings in a fiery sky show the trail of my love, and I want to sing to you. Love is what I bring to you, and I want to sing to you. Oh, I want to sing you a love song. I want to rock you in my arms all night long. I want to get to know you. I want to show you the peaceful feeling of my home. My arms
was Anytime, I'll Be There by the Canadian Frank Sinatra, Paul Anka, who apparently my dad shared a cab with one time. Very odd. Up next is a cover of Prince's Purple Rain by the Canadian artist Lee Vollebecq. I feel like Vollebecq's version adds a hazy element that makes it feel like the song takes place during the height of the romantic affair, while Prince's original feels like he's reflecting back on a past love. Take a listen for yourself. Here is Leif Vollebecq's cover of Purple Rain. was a live cover of Purple Rain by the Canadian artist Lee Vollebecq. Up next is Kiss Me, I Loved You by a Pantheon favorite, Father John Misty. There's also a beautiful music video for this one that I recommend checking out when you have the time. But for now, take a listen to Kiss Me by Father John Misty.
Gone to my head. The ferryman's been stranded. Stay with me tonight instead. The end will not befall us. The sky will not descend. Life can be more sweet than bitter if you'll only let me in. Kiss me, kiss me like long ago. Kiss me. Everything about you, and maybe half of it was true. Love's much less a mystery than who you give it to.
Was Kiss Me, I Loved You by Father John Misty. We just have one more song left on this week's Valentine's Day special of the Pantheon. Once again, I'm your host Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. with new themes and strong opinions for your listening pleasure. Closing us off is Bowie with As the World Falls Down, off the soundtrack from the 1989 film Labyrinth. This one is a slow synth dream that I think is perfect for a little Valentine's celebration. So, happy Valentine's Day to you all, and I'll see you next week.
Start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First,
rock, 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 rock it.
Second,
rock, 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 rock it.
Third, this is what one doctor suggests.
Losing control. I'm just a loser. I wanna tell you all about it.
number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Poo. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side 2, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
Some disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last